Learn the differences between exterior paint and interior paint. Different paints have specific characteristics as each of them are meant for different use. Residential painting in Granite Bay is generally of two types in terms of place of application. One is exterior paint and the other is interior paint. Exterior paints are specially created for resistance against early fading, mildew, etc. On the other hand, interior paint is designed to add aesthetic and elegance to any home. To realize the difference between these types of paints, we need to gain an understanding of the chemistry behind each category. So let's take a close look at both categories of paints to learn how they differ from each other. The basics: all paints are made up of the same basic ingredients such as additives, resins, solvents, pigments, etc. The element that makes any paint to be wet is nothing but solvent. When the paint gets dried, this element starts to evaporate over time. Out of the lasting elements, pigment is what offers paint color. Additives offer properties like mildew resistance, and resin offers binding capacity to the paint. In both interior and exterior paints, the solvents and pigments share resemblances. For any outdoor paint job, oil-based and water-based are ideal. But they are not appropriate for indoor usage. The main reason behind this is their unusually bad odor and difficulty in cleaning. The main differences between exterior and interior paints when it comes to the matter of major differences between exterior paints and interior paints, there are so many. But what makes these two types of paints completely different from each other is resin. As we cited earlier, resin is the element which makes the pigments attached to the surface you are applying the paints on. The resin that is generally used in the making of exterior paints needs to be softer. This is because exterior paints have to withstand numerous situations like extreme cold or heat, moisture, alterations in weather, fading, peeling or chipping of paints, etc. But for interior paints, all these factors do not matter a lot. Hence, the resins that are used to make the interior paints are stronger. This reduces the stuffing and smearing. Below are point-wise discussion of the major differences between interior and exterior paints. Usage and resistance: exterior paints are generally meant for outer application. Due to exposure to extreme weather conditions, exterior paints are manufactured to offer safety against moisture, UV rays, molds, early fading, fungal growth, temperature alterations, etc. On the other hand, interior paints are designed to add aesthetics and a good look to any home. It is also applied for easy washability, damp resistance, and maintenance. Volatile organic compounds: exterior paints include more volatile organic compounds than interior paints. Hence, it is unsafe to apply exterior paints to the inside walls of any building. For this reason, exterior paints need sunlight to get cured. However, interior paints are 100% safe and do not require any sunlight. Softness: exterior paints are softer than exterior paints in terms of ingredients, chemical content and resistance to different situations. Interior paints do not cause outgassing because of their smaller number of resin. But exterior paints cause outgassing, which can last for 2 to 3 days. Conclusion: so, these are some general differences between interior and exterior paints. It is always recommended to use a flat sheen on the stucco and masonry to enable the surface to breathe. This rule is a mandatory requirement for brick walls. Always try to maintain sufficient ventilation while conducting the paint job in your home. Some paints can be used for both outdoors and indoors. Those paints are versatile but include some notable demerits. So if you're in search of an appropriate paint for your home, talk to a specialist painting service providing brand. Call us or search for the term professional painters near me in Granite Bay to know more.